How you guys doing? Welcome to Serious Thing. This is Winston Marsh for another exciting or regular episode for Serious Thing. Sting is a podcast where we talk about things we usually think about but not talk about. You know, that might be simple to others, but for some people it might be a serious thing. So we shine a light on it and just bring it out in the open so people could listen and just relate to the things that go on in our daily lives and issues and stuff that, you know, sometimes we don't have control over, but, you know, we deal with it. But once again, thank you guys for listening and tuning in, subscribing. You hit subscribe somewhere on the screen where you're listening to, whatever platform you use, as I think we're on about 8 platforms right now. Smash that subscribe, you know, leave a comment, let me know, give me some feedback, what you would like to hear. But again, thank you guys for all you do. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. You know, I can never thank you enough. You know, I always show gratitude. And I hope that I'm adding some kind of value to your daily lives and not just talking and talk crap, you know. But anyway, welcome to Serious Thing. Now, shoutouts ended on July, and I hope I, you know, help somebody out, because I was doing shoutouts last month. The month of July, you know, to local businesses and businesses that needed, you know, to be out there and were worthy of being heard. While there are a lot of businesses that are out there that, you know, are struggling, we wanted to just, not really struggle, but, you know, we wanted to put them out there and let people know that they exist, and for whatever needs you have within the genre, I should say, of business, then we went ahead and did a shout out for them. But today I wanted to talk about happiness, you know, and I think I touched on it in the episode I did on passions and the episode that I did on gratitude. But what makes you happy? You know, what is it that makes you happy? What are you doing every day to make you happy? You know, what are the things that you do in order to keep a smile on your face or keep a smile on somebody else's face? What are the things that you are involved in that would make you smile? It could be family. Yeah, and I think I touched on this on family as well, that your family could be not necessarily your immediate family, but people who are close to you that you consider family might be the ones that create some kind of happiness in your life. So my big question is, what makes you happy? And I'm going to go over some things that I believe that could make you happy, you know, and then you might have your things that you do that continue to put a smile on your face and make you happy, because at the end of the day, we all want to be happy. And the way this world is going and how everything is this 2020 is just like, you know, it's just really bad. So let us see if we could just find some things that we could do or get into that will just put a smile on our face and make us happy. You might have things that you do. I might have different things that I do to make me happy. I could tell you one thing though. Family makes me happy. So just being with my family and having a time to share, and it makes me happy, you know, because I'm involved in their life and I'm doing things with them that I never usually do when this coronavirus didn't hit, but I'm grateful for it. But let's go into it. So for me, the first one would be like to start with a good dose of gratitude. And I talked about gratitude, you know, being consciously aware of what you're thankful for. It can actually change your level of happiness, you know. When you wake up each morning, you know, spend time recalling all the things for which you feel grateful for, you know. Start with simple things, you know. Do different things, you know. Do you have a roof over your head? Of course. Enough to eat. It might be helpful to start and make being grateful or showing gratitude being a part of you being happy. You know, it's just one of those things. But yeah, for sure, gratitude, man. And I spoke about it in the last episode that I did about gratitude. You know, I always say at the end of my podcast episodes, like, say hi, hello, it goes a long way. You know, being thankful is a is a part of showing gratitude. Vice always a chip out. But anyway, going on to the next one. So making sure you give back. I spoke about that too. You see how the same things keep coming back, you know, and it's just, I keep saying the same things and we sometimes wonder why we're not at the level we want to be. I'm saying the same things because if you're not doing it, you're going to hear it again. You're going to hear it again until you don't want to hear it anymore, until you do something about it. You know, I spoke about that in Passions as well, but make sure you're giving back, you know. Like an example, do you give 10% of your income to your favorite charity or church? If you're a Christian, you know, that one-tenth, your tithe, your tithes, you know. There's something about giving that allows you to receive more in return besides just the awesome act of giving to help others, you know. So when you give, you're sending a message to the universe that you know something's going to be all right, you know. So by giving, you'll be taking care of you too, you know. You'll be taken care of too when you give. You know, you see it from those with very little to those who have millions. You have to give to get, and by doing that, guess what? Your happiness increases. You know, so just giving back in any way that you can. It might not be monetary, it could be, you know, just giving back, you know, giving back in your way. It might be clothes, it might be shoes that you don't wear that's new. You still have a tag upon them in your closet and you just did it so because you want to have it, you know. Just give back. I gave away a bunch of shoes the other day, some Jordans too. But anyway, laugh every day. This is the next one for me. Laugh every day. I believe we should all laugh every day. Sometimes laughter is better than money. Yeah, trust me. You know, think about it this way. If you spend enough time each day laughing, do you purposely find something to laugh about when you laugh? You purposely find something? No, sometimes something just happens spontaneously and, you know, it's funny and you laugh about it and you feel better, you know? And sometimes, this might sound bad, but sometimes we have to take serious things and make it humorous for us to feel better about things that's going on, you know? It makes you feel better when you laugh every day. So when you laugh, you know, you release a happy hormone called, what was it called? Oxytocin. Yeah, it's a hormone that uplifts us as we share experiences with others, you know? Even just like making yourself smile will put you in a better place. So just laugh. Try to laugh every day, you know? Find something. Watch a comedy or a movie or something you could relate to that will have you laughing. That could change the way you feel, you know, and create some kind of happiness in you, you know? And this next one for me is like, I spoke about it in family, you know? Foster good relationships with family and friends. When it comes on to your friends, you know, I had a conversation with a guy the other day at work and we were talking and, you know, it came up that we both agreed that in anything, it's the people that are most closer to you that know things about you that will turn around and do something against you in terms of hurting you or breaking your heart or whatever, you know. But when it comes down to friends, just keep your circle small. You don't have to have like 50 friends, you know, one or two people that, and I spoke about it, that will uplift you and support you in the positive choices that you make in your life. But anyway, going back to it, so foster good relationships with family and friends. So tell you what, happy people don't spend large amounts of time alone. You know, they have family, they have people around them. So by spending time with people you like, you forge supportive relationships that help you in times of stress. You know, sometimes we all get stressed out about whatever it is that's going on in our lives. So this is one way you can foster good relationships and make it different. You know, so you also bond with others through common experiences such as life's ups and downs, you know, when you foster good relationships with family and friends. They become your support network. You see, yeah, everything just comes back because I already spoke about this, you know, and it's just repeating itself. It's not like I'm doing the same episode, but things tie into each, you know, things relate, you know, things correlate, you know, things tie into each other and you hear it. You know, it's like, damn. So people don't spend as much time with family or friends, or people who don't spend as much time, sorry, with family or friends are more prone to loneliness and depression. You know, and this is one way you could tell. You know, to be lonely is not a good thing. But to be alone while doing something could be a plus, because you don't have that distraction around you to focus on something. But overall, to be alone, it's not a good feeling. You need that support system. And I spoke about it in my episode, support system. You know, it's just one of those things where you need that in your life. You need that support. You need some kind of friend or family, you know. So foster a good relationship with your family and friends. And that could lead to some kind of happiness in your life, you know. And this next one makes sense. Take some alone time. I was talking to a lady, a good friend of mine. I worked with her and she had a baby, and I think she was going through postpartum, you know. And is it postpartum? But yeah, postpartum. And she was like, I don't know why I feel this way, you know. And I think she said at the end she just needed some time away from everything. You know, the feelings. She didn't feel like herself. She wanted to feel happiness again. Not saying that she wasn't happy being a new mother, but she just needed some time alone, some alone time. And in contrast to spending time with family and friends, it's important to step back and take some time for yourself, by yourself. You know, go watch a movie, go running, go jogging, whatever it is that you need to do alone, you go do it. You know, go listen to some music or whatever it is. Keep it simple. You know, you can recharge your spirit and find a little peace in a little bit of silence. Take something or take some time away, and being alone can do wonders for you, for your mood and your outlook and all of that good stuff. And the next one is, do what you love. You know, do what you love. Have you ever heard the phrase that do what you love because the money will follow? So yeah, we heard about that. Doing things that you love to do, and even better, getting paid for it, are good ways to boost your level of happiness. For real. Like when you're working and it feels like play, like you're playing, you're more likely to enjoy other aspects of your life better too. You know, it won't just be just work. You know, you're doing something that you love. So it doesn't feel like work. So you're doing something that you love and you're getting paid for it. That's a win-win. So think about it. That's a part of being happy too. Being happy in your career, being happy in your job, being happy at your work, you know. It might be hard to do this next one, so I might just skip it. But it makes sense to volunteer your time if you have that time right now. You know, it's hard to do that right now because not many places are doing that, or companies, because there's a lot of things that are shut down and are closed, and we can't get that time to volunteer your time to do so. So, but you know what? I'll just mention it anyway. When you give off yourself, either by time or talent, your focus shifts from your life to that of others. This can help you realize that your own problems may not be that bad, you know. You invariably forge new relationships and experience an uplift in your spirit. You know, you experience that uplift in your spirits when you volunteer your time to share with others. You know, and that could be a part of, you know, the one I said before, where you incorporate or foster a good relationship with your friends and family. So that could have been in that one too. And the next one is a big one for others and for people is get enough exercise. Do some kind of movement. And I'm not even going to say I mentioned this in the last episode, but, you know, get enough exercise. Walk. Go outside, walk around the block, walk around your apartment complex, walk around your house, just move at least 30 minutes or 30 minutes to an hour. You know, just walk, get some exercise. If you can't lift weights or push-ups, just walk. It's a start. You know, start by doing some physical movement, some kind of exercise. You know, when you take time out to exercise, you're doing your body good in more ways than one. First, you're doing what it was designed for, you know, physical exertion. You see, humans are made to move around, and the body works best when it does what it was meant to do. We have to move. We have to keep moving. A body in motion stays in motion. A body at rest stays at rest. Get up and walk or do something. You see me? I say, you know, second, as you exercise, you release those same feel-good hormones as mentioned before. You know, that feel-good thing when you're happy. Oxytocin, you know. Third, when you take time or take some time to exert yourself, you reduce your stress levels. You know, there's a lot of us out there that are stressed about everything that's going on. It might be family, might be work, might be other things, but just keep moving. Literally, just keep moving. You know, all around you need exercise to function optimally, you know. So just try some exercise moves. Like, maybe you could do a light squat. Maybe you could do jumping jacks if you have a jump rope. Do some jump rope. You could jog if you can jog. If you're limited by some kind of movement or ailment, you know, just do something with your upper body or your lower body. You know, just start by doing something, strengthening yourself. And once you start doing that, your stress levels, it releases those ugly things in you. You know, and you get to think more, you get to process more things and all of that. And avoid regrets. This is the next one. Avoid regrets. Not regrets, but regrets. Avoid regrets. This might be a long podcast, man. But we all make mistakes, you know. We all make mistakes in life, and that's a part of being human. You know, that's a part of the human condition. But with a little forethought, you can try to avoid making big mistakes, you know. And even then, they still happen, you know. That's when it's best to learn to forgive yourself and others, because everyone else just trying to get through life the best. Everyone else is just trying to get through life the best way they know how to, you know, the best way they can too. So they're in that race too. So they'll make mistakes, but the trick is moving on from them. We all make mistakes. That's why I said keep moving in everything that you do. Keep going forward. Don't live in the past. Keep moving forward. You know, it will change the way you feel. It will give you a level of happiness when you don't have any regrets or anything in the back of your head or any grudges or envy. Just get rid of all of that. Live your life. You only got, there's no do-over. You know, then you know, no do-over. One life you have. Make use of it. Call somebody, you know, release that thing you're holding on to. Some of us are really stubborn, you know, stubborn and let go of the past. Move on, move forward, you know, stop living in the past, you know. You need it. Yeah, I'm gonna mention this last one, you know, I'm gonna mention this last one and then just get enough rest. Get enough rest. You ever notice how cranky you are the afternoon when you only have had only 5 or 6 hours of sleep? You know, many of us are suffering from sleep deprivation. It's one of those things which can lead to high levels of stress and edginess. You know, you're always on edge. Chuh, hey, nah. You know, you just build up that ugliness. You know. And after a good night of sleep, you can tackle your daily task in a more calm, alert way, you know. It's so much better than experiencing that awful, sluggish feeling you have, you know. In that also important meeting with your boss, or you have a group meeting, or, you know, your body will thank you. Trust me. That's the best vitamin. Sleep. Get some rest. Sleep is the best vitamin, and that's something you can't make up for. If you lose sleep, you lose sleep. How are you going to make up for sleep? Tell me. If you find a way how to make up for sleep, you let me know. Because sleep is like time. That time gone is that time gone. The time gone. how are you gonna make up for sleep, you know? So I just wanted to share these with you guys and just think about what you do or what you can do to make yourself happier, to be happier, live a happier lifestyle in this time that we live in. I just wanted to share this with you, and I hope it adds some kind of value and you could relate to it. You could relate to these things that I went over, you know, about being happy within your own self, you know, your own flesh. And just try them, you know, take some time, get some rest, you know. Do the things that will involve you being happy. You know, volunteer your time, get enough exercise, avoid regrets. What was some of the other ones? Do what you love. Take some alone time. Foster good relationships with your family and friends. Laugh every day, because I try to laugh every day. You know, make sure you're giving back. And the first one I mentioned was a start with a good dose of gratitude. Give thanks. As we say in Jamaica, give thanks, you know. Give thanks every day. Nothing is promised tomorrow. So while you can, do it now and give thanks. Show some kind of gratitude to the people around you, you know, and to the one above. Always remember, prayer changes everything. Thank you, guys. Prayer changes everything. Thank you guys for praying, for, you see, tongue tie up just now. But no, for real, take your time and show gratitude, you know, prayer changes everything. Say hi, hello to somebody, although you have the mask on, give them a nod and stuff. You know, that's it for this episode. My name is Winston Marsh for Serious Thing, and guess what? I'm outie. Thank you, guys.